When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These guys are ridiculous! These guys are ridiculous!
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I are here recording Tuesday, March 5th, 10:02 p.m. after the Celtics loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. First time we've had to say that in a while. It was a nice little break from it, but we're back. 105-104 loss for the Celtics in Cleveland. There's something about these Cleveland games, man. They can't win them in Cleveland, whether it's something ridiculous has to happen at the end of the game. And that's not me saying the Celtics didn't play like garbage. They did. We'll get into it. But something insane always has to happen for the Celtics to lose these games, from I'ma make both to Dean Wade deciding to turn into Steph Curry for an entire quarter.
I'ma make both was what? Was it a year ago today?
Close. I'll look up exactly when it was. But
pull it
Celtics
up.
Lose to the Cavaliers in this one.
I'm less brutal. Mad now.
I'm good. I'm glad I caught you off guard with that.
I forgot about that. Yeah. All right. So, the Celtics have humiliated themselves. It seems that we all had a...
Oh, my God. It was March 6th. It was March 6th last year. It was almost exactly March a year 6th. Ago. Which is when you're hearing this. So, yes. Yeah, sorry. I was just in awe that it was exactly like... Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
It is incredible that we had the circle jerk a little bit early, it seems. Days after the Celtics beat the brakes off the Warriors, they come out and just humiliate themselves in Cleveland. They play decent basketball throughout this game, I guess. It really felt like they were teetering for a while, and then they put it to bed in the third quarter, but they didn't put it to bed. No. The Cavs said, can I stay up for an extra 15 minutes and then lit the house on fire?
That's a good way to put it. I like
disgusting
that.
Lack of offense in the fourth quarter. Remarkable some of the shots that they missed. Just leaving guys from three. Like, everything that could have went wrong for the Celtics. Even Porzingis missed a clutch three, even though he made the other clutch basket.
That don't happen.
But yeah. Piss poor execution offensively for the most part. I don't want to rip him too bad for the last couple minutes because Porzingis got shots and they were good looks and he made two out of three.
Yeah, I want to look at the offense in the fourth quarter because it was tragic. Like Tatum shot 1 for 8. You look at the percentages. They didn't make a single three. Like it was bad. This isn't like the offense wasn't bad. But
tonight's one of those
like...
nights where it should be like, hey, remember all the awesome guys we have on our team? Let's use them.
Yeah. I want to go back and look at all the shots they got because I want to see how much of it was missing open shots versus this, that, and the other thing, like process, I should say. And at the same time, there were a lot of layups and stuff that just like, let me circle around the rim for 10 years. And then
that was early in the game, though. I don't think there were a couple in the second half.
There were a couple in the fourth that I noticed, but I tweeted this out after the game, and it's very true. I said multiple truths can exist because there can be truths in multiple facets of the game. Truth, the Celtics played like garbage down the stretch. They sucked. They were garbage. They were terrible down the stretch. And that is by far the most important truth because that's all that matters, right? They were terrible. Also true, Dean Wade making all five of his fourth quarter threes. Insane. Probably doesn't happen. Probably happens one time out of 10. This was the one time. Yes, part of it came from another truth, which is the Celtics left shooters open, right? Part of it. But then at the end there, even when they got back to covering him, he was just hot. And so that probably doesn't happen every time, but it happened this time. So that can be true as well. Also true, Celtics offense crumbled. Again, also true. And also true, which we'll talk to you about whenever you want to, the refs botched the end of the game. It was terrible.
Doesn't
at the end
matter.
Of the game. It does matter, and we're going to talk about
does
it.
Not
but
matter.
This,
doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Shouldn't have been there.
I agree with you, but
they
it does matter.
They don't deserve any help. If you go,
I know
if
in
you
Sam's
blow a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter, you deserve every call to go against you at the end of the game.
That's not
you
what I'm saying,
not
though.
Not be there.
I agree with what you're saying, and yes, but like the doesn't deserve to win this in Sam's mind, which I agree with. They didn't deserve to win the game because they blew it. Doesn't change the fact that the refs objectively got the end of the game incorrect and they fucked it.
Celtics got the end of the game incorrect.
I don't care first, that you don't think first. It doesn't matter. It mattered because the refs messed up the end of the game.
No. I'm not having any of this today.
I don't care. I'm not having it. I don't care because I'm going to talk about it, whether you fucking like it or not.
The officials in this game respectfully needs to shut the fuck up.
I'm not crying about it.
I know.
So you're going to talk about
enabling people to cry, and because that is not okay.
Because the refs got it wrong. They objectively messed
they
up.
They should never call any kind of foul like that.
That's not even what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Let me explain. And if you had just let me fucking talk in the first place, I would have explained. But you decided to get high horse. Let me talk.
It's not high horse. They should have played better.
I agree with you, but you gotta let me fucking explain myself before you cut me off, motherfucker.
They don't deserve a break today.
Let me just fucking talk, please.
Go ahead. Say how helpful the one.
So the Celtics, this is what happened. It shouldn't have been a foul on Tatum. I fucking removed you because you're not gonna let me talk.
I just said it shouldn't have been a foul, and you said not that.
I agree, and then you cut me off again when I was about to start explaining.
Go ahead. Say how they got fucked.
All right, Sam and I got too mad at each other to talk about the refs, so I just came in to finish my thoughts here, which I told him we were doing, and we are not mad. It's just we get very angry, which is fine. It makes for a good show, but it boils over. Regardless, the thing about the refs, no, it shouldn't have been a foul call on Jason Tatum. After looking at the footage afterwards, it doesn't look like Kristaps Porzingis would have had time to get the tip in because the ref stopped the clock when they called the foul. So I think that's pretty irrelevant too. I don't think Kristaps would have had a chance to tip it in had they not called the foul on Tatum in the first place. So I understand why people might be mad at that, but I don't think it would have happened. Yes, the ref should have put more time on the clock when they went to the jump ball afterwards. It's ridiculous that they left only 0.7 seconds on the clock because they reviewed it and the foul occurred way before 0.7 seconds. So they should have put time on. Yes, whatever. The real thing that I was upset at that Sam and I talked about after we were done recording because we got so mad is basically the rule in the NBA is that the clock after a jump ball shouldn't start until the team gets possession. So the clock shouldn't have started until Derek White grabbed the ball, and the clock started as soon as Porzingis tipped it. And so when the Celtics went to call timeout, Zach Zarbin said there's no time on the clock, but that's because the clock guy messed it up. And so if the Celtics wanted to go through the whole protest process, they could probably get like 0.5 second clock and a chance to win it. Or one possession, I should say, with 0.5 seconds left, down by a point. But as Sam and I talked about after we were done recording, that's just not worth it. It's having to fly to Cleveland to pay 0.5 seconds of a game that won't matter in a couple months is whatever. So that's all I wanted to talk about. Just like it's a thing, and the refs literally messed up the rules, as did the person doing the clock. But in the end, it doesn't matter, and especially doesn't matter because the Celtics blew the lead, which Sam and I will continue to talk about after being not angry anymore. So, yeah. The offense was tragic. Like I get... I went into about to look at the box score after the game, and I was like, oh, feels like they should have given the ball to Tatum. Then I looked and he took 8 shots, and I'm like, maybe they should have given the ball to Brown. Like, it was baffling how inept the Celtics were on the offensive end in this one. And to be clear, before we even talk about the rest, like, will this matter in like 2 months? Probably not.
No.
It's frustrating to see them crumble in a way that we know that like radio people will, like that section will like pick apart. So that's why I'm more frustrated about it, because people are going to take this game and completely ignore like how great the Celtics have been for the rest of the year, which I get it, because this is a game you want, because it gives you a chance to what's it called, perform in a clutch situation, and they didn't. But I think that's what frustrates me most about this one, is that they were like unable to shut those people up, because those people are going to disregard the other success they have. But the Celtics offense and defense, like, I mean, we talked about, was horrendous.
Yeah, they really just couldn't get any kind of thing to go their way down the stretch. I mean, Porzingis was the only guy that put the ball in the basket. He had a great pass to Holiday and a cut too. But none of the other guys took advantage of having other good players on the team. And for the most part, we've seen them get past that this year. This was a weird, hey, we're panicking situation where they just didn't do a good job at it. And it was terrible to watch. They just had no answer. They saw all the threes go in for the Cavs, and they had nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And the Cavs were like, they eventually made the tough ones. Like we talked about, like Dean Wade made some contested ones. George Niang made a couple contested ones. But this all started because I remember the first play I noticed it. Dean Wade made a three. And it was Drew Holiday, I think, who was just like, got caught ball watching. And that's what happened. Like he got caught ball watching. Kristaps Porzingis got caught ball watching. And then Dean Wade would just like move off the ball, get an open three. And then it was an avalanche. And then there was nothing the Celtics could do to stop it. And they like, I don't want to say they threw up on themselves, but that's kind of what it felt.
No, they did.
They did for the most of
like,
this one.
They were the absolute worst. Like when you go up 22 points in the fourth quarter, all you have to do from that point is not be the absolute worst. And they were the absolute worst.
Yeah. Man, this, it's a frustrating one. I also heard on the broadcast, like just for the people who were going to scream at Joe Mazzulla, he was trying to call timeouts.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize same person. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a good point. Go ahead.
Joe was trying to call timeouts. Like apparently Drew Carter and Scal sit right next to the Celtics bench. Yep. And apparently like 2-3 seconds before Tatum took that final shot, which he got fouled on the challenge, et cetera, et cetera. Joe was trying to call a timeout and the refs just didn't give it to him. They didn't hear him. They didn't see him, or he didn't like, they ignored him, whatever. Like he was trying to call a timeout and they were like, nah, and they just didn't give it to him. So for the people saying Joe doesn't call timeouts, he tried. Like he tried to call that timeout.
Even with the timeout thing, right? This one is like a weird damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. I'm always going to kind of stand by that. I don't really care if he doesn't call timeout at the end of the game. I kind of like letting them play through it. But
yes,
in this situation, if you're really clamoring for Joe to call a timeout, the reason he did not call a timeout was so they could try and go at Darius Garland. The problem is Tatum waited till there was no time left to try and go at him. And Jared Allen showed help, so they had nothing to do, which is when Mazzulla tried to call timeout.
Yeah, he was trying. Maybe you say, oh, he should have called this then, you know, maybe earlier. But I think, like you said, at this point in the season, in the game where, again, 3 weeks from now, we're not like it doesn't matter. Eventually, like this isn't going to matter in the playoffs. The most this game is going to be is if the Celtics draw Cleveland eventually, people are going to look and say, well, can they do it? Because they crumbled against this, which is like, sure. I guess they didn't even have Mitchell. Can they do whatever? Right. Maybe
Mitchell,
that's when it matters.
Got hurt.
Yeah. So no Struce, whatever you want to say like that. All this no is going to be is
if they had Struce, you probably don't get Dean Wade.
All that's going to be is like fuel for the fire for the people saying, oh, maybe the Celtics won't win. Whatever. But in the context of this is a regular season game in March, I'm okay with Joe Mazzulla saying, see if you guys can figure this out. Like, see, like, let's calm yourselves down. Like you said, like, give them a chance to do it. And I've always been of that mindset. Like, I like taking the regular season to test the players rather than just, like, hold their hands and say, okay, do this. I don't think that is a Joe Mazzulla is a bad coach. I think that is a Joe Mazzulla likes to employ this strategy with his players. I see a lot of people on Twitter, like, finding ways to – blame Mazzulla. There was one that said him leaving Cornette in the game started the avalanche. I saw someone way earlier in the game, like I don't even remember when it was, when they like fell apart in a defensive possession, when they were when they left like were ball watching and left players open. Someone responded, maybe if they hired a real coach. I'm like, I don't think that's the problem with them ball watching. Yeah, what do hello?
I was like complaining that I'm like, oh, they don't have a lead anymore, and they're like, maybe they should hire a real coach. And it's like
And I'm not saying Mazzulla
had, like, public apologies to Joe Mazzulla from major media members. Like,
and I'm not saying
great job.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Mazzulla is perfect in this game. Obviously, when you blow a 22-point lead, everybody deserves some of the blame, right? Like, so we get some of the blame, but I think not starting with the players who are on the court during the blame is probably not a great decision.
The only thing that I would say that, like you mentioned, that is kind of valid on that front is I thought they left Horford and Cornette in for too long.
Maybe.
But I would assume that there was some hope, like, hey, wouldn't it be sick if we don't have to put in Porzingis again?
Yes.
Also, don't love that Derek White, like, kind of limped for a bit there. He did recover and have a nice block, so I guess he looked all right. But I was like, wow, like, are they really going to have a key guy get hurt because they couldn't close this game out against Dean Wade? They better not.
And they did. they had to close it out against Dean Wade. Also, speaking of Derek White, to your point of like maybe give somebody else a shot, I feel like he didn't do enough, or he wasn't even given a chance to do enough in this game. Like when they were running him in the pick and roll, it was like really successful. And so maybe you want to see more Derek White down the stretch. He only took like, let me double check. He only took 5 shots in this game. I feel that's just not enough for Derek White, especially
low usage for D White.
Yeah, especially Derek White, who has been amazing in the clutch, as we've talked about time and time again. Like fourth quarter, Derek White took one shot, one singular shot in the fourth quarter. That doesn't really feel like a super recipe for success. 0 assists for him as well.
Especially
like,
with him being so clutch.
Him being so good, Tatum struggling like he did. Jaylen Brown took 0 shots in the fourth, by the way. Like it just felt like maybe it says 0 on the box score. Like this is a game. I mean, I haven't even looked at the quotes, but I can just picture them. Joe Mazzulla saying, you know, well, we like this. We can learn from this. And I guess if you want to take a small bright spot from it, you got a lot to learn from this because it was dog shit.
It is funny. Like I saw people on Twitter, like killing them and like saying like, oh, it's like the same old thing. And I don't really feel that way. Usually that is how I feel. But like they also did just win 11 games in a row. Like only team that can have an 11 game win streak and then just get like, oh, nope, they're fake from national figures.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
Yes. Also, for what it's worth, Joe Mazzulla, like the quotes are starting to come out. He said he called a timeout with 4.6 seconds left, but the refs didn't see it. So for those
right as Tatum said, finally time for me to try and do something.
The Cavs were playing, to credit them, they were playing super, super physical. And I guess if you want to make that a theme, even though the theme hasn't been a thing for like a couple months, like the Celtics have struggled against those physical teams, like the Magic early in the season, the Timberwolves early in the season. This was another game where the players were playing super physical. You can get mad at the refs not calling some of the fouls. Maybe you think they were fouls, whatever. But the point is they called it pretty physical on both sides. And it is what it is. My favorite was still when George Niang was like just beating the shit out of Porzingis, and Porzingis just flicked it over his face.
I think
that was a good example.
Just like strong body on that though. Cause I had the same thought. And then I was like,
I clipped it. Let me pull it up.
All right, pull it up. Because like, I was like, oh, where's hands back? Like, I don't know. It was definitely a physical exchange. Make no mistake. But
I was like, it wasn't.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It wasn't enough for me to like be like, this was definitely a foul, but I probably think it should have been called with his hands on the body like that. Like, you can't really have your hands in there like that. Like, you can't really have.
He had the one arm extended, but on the shot, it was like Porzingis creating space. He was definitely being physical. And if they called a foul, I don't think anyone would be like, oh my God, how is that a foul?
Yeah, but this isn't me saying it definitely should have been a thing, but respect to Niang. look at Donovan Mitchell going from like, yeah, good defense, just putting his hands down when he goes in. Shit. Yeah, he says, damn. But yeah, like, those are the ones you need in the clutch. And to credit, they were up 3 at this point. There were points where you were like, okay, finally they're pulling it away again. And then Dean Wade made another 3. And then, okay, maybe they'll make a bucket. And then Dean Wade hits another 3. And then Porzingis with the massive stop into a transition bucket. And then Dean Wade gets a putback dunk. It was just like the Celtics could not get out of their own way in this one. And this isn't like Celtics lost the game, Cavs didn't win. Cavs won. Credit the Cavs. They played hard. They fought their ass off. They earned the win. But Celtics did their part in losing this one for sure.
Terrible.
It's frustrating. I was shocked to see the box score that Brown and didn't take any shots and White only took five in that fourth, though. Like, that was... That's shocking to me. Because it feels like I thought Jaylen Brown got some looks there. Like you said, you thought he missed one too. Like, I don't know. And also, for what it's worth, I don't think... Obviously, the last one was a bad shot. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say Tatum got a good look. But I wasn't, like, watching Tatum.
Never does.
But through the fourth quarter, I wasn't watching Tatum and saying, like, damn, this guy isn't getting good looks. He was just, like, missing ones that I feel like he was making in the first half. Now, I agree with the point that I feel like you would like to make that after you miss a couple, maybe don't keep doing it. I agree. But I don't think he was, like... Again, I want to go. This is one of the games where I really want to go back and watch the clips, but I don't think, to me at least, he was like, wow, this guy's getting really bad looks. He's just taking. The clips are up, though, so we can watch. Do you want to see Tatum's fourth quarter shots? Or do you not care? You want to just
move on? You want to make fun of him?
My point is, I don't think he was necessarily taking bad shots, and maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this is my green glasses Tatum, and maybe I'll get proved wrong. So
full screen it. Let's see.
We can take a look here. Let's see. Fourth quarter Tatum.
Oh, I don't. All right, I'll use the overhead clock. That was fine.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Are you stuck in the Oh wait. I think I have this.
No. I can see everything. Yeah. Okay. Then you're not gonna be able to see the flight of the ball. Whatever works.
Because I
want to see like how much time was left and stuff, because that factors into it. I can use the box on the
hoop. No. I can move you. Ready? Bang. Easy peasy. There you go.
Okay.
Move you to the side. All right. That was a fine shot though, unless you disagree. He stepped into this. He was making this early in the game. Fine shot.
It's one he usually makes.
Yeah. And he was making. He was I was really hoping we could come on here and talk about how much of a burner he was on early, but unfortunately not. I guess
a little bit of a lane, force,
but yeah, maybe forced a little. I'll agree to the fact there was far too much Tatum foul begging in this one.
Yeah.
Maybe a little forced.
This is the one he comes back and gets the dunk. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
or whatever layup.
He was looking for contact way too much.
He didn't get fouled there either.
Like, I know. On the one hand,
his hand back.
I agree. But like, Jason Tatum on Sam Merrill, I feel like you take that, right? But
no, I don't hate that. Let's see how it goes going forward. Not the greatest after you miss four straight.
Just keep forcing through him there. Like, it's Sam Merrill. Like, I trust you to go through him on that.
That one was okay. I was kind of surprised he missed it, to be honest.
We saw him make that in the Warriors game like four times. I remember that exact shot of him like curling.
They missed a lot of layups tonight. Like, Brown missed some ones that he was making lately too. As catch and shoot, that's okay.
Yeah, and it was
that one.
I'm surprised it didn't
go in, to be honest with you. Yeah,
it was in and out.
From this point on, I don't know if I needed to see Tatum shoot anymore, though. That's usually a make, but
wide open. Yeah, I'm okay with it, but I get you saying like probably chill out. Like, that was all he took.
Go to somebody else.
Wait, that was all he took? The last shot he took was with 2 minutes left. Maybe that's why I thought like maybe we should get Tatum the ball. But I mean, after that, maybe you don't get Tatum.
Well, technically, the last shot of the game was a shot. But true. The weird foul, no foul, probably wiped it from the database.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just such a whack game. This game sucked. This was so not fun.
It was a rock fight throughout, and then the Celtics kept up the rock fight part, and Cleveland said that's enough. Pretty impressive. They only scored like 11 points in the last 9 minutes.
I don't get it, man. Like, I don't get why
it's a tough spot to get caught out, because you don't want to put your starters back in, but there is a point where you got to put your starters back in.
No, what I'm saying is I don't get why they don't just like, why do they change their offensive game plan in the final 5 minutes of the game?
Because they were panicking. I think that's why people are going to be the most upset, though.
Yeah, I'm saying in general, like, why is this a consistent issue that we run into? Since the clips are up, we can, while we talk, we can throw on the last 5 minutes of shots. I just don't get it. Like, that's a shot
Porzingis was a little bit rushed, to be
honest. It was rushed, but he makes those. This is a Tatum one we saw
there
already.
There becomes like a read the room element to it, though, where you need to get better shots than a deep Porzingis three.
I agree, which is why I don't get why they don't go to more of like the pick and roll, the horn sets they run. Like, this is the ridiculous bucket that Porzingis made. I needed more Derek White and Jaylen Brown. Mostly Derek White, because he controls it. Like, Derek White
took a shot. This was a horrible shot.
This was really bad. I will say,
especially with Tatum open.
And Corrales tweeted about this. They missed Porzingis on a lot of these pick and rolls late in the game. Like, watch this. And I know Tatum ended up being open, but like, look at this.
Yeah, it was Porzingis first. Yeah,
you got to kick that. You got it. Like, just behind the back or turn. Like, I saw Corrales tweet about it, and when he said it, made me think about it. Like, they missed him a lot in those pick and pops situations.
Just not the guy to miss. Like, this is the guy that makes all the clutch shots.
It's fine.
That was a rush shot. Oh, well, I guess there was 7 seconds left on the clock, but
it's a catch and shoot too. Like,
at the time, I thought it was a little bit rushed.
I don't know. Those pick and pop catch and shoots, I'm usually okay with, because I mean, they shoot like they're the third best 3-point shooting team in the league in percentage. So like, this is a Tatum one we saw already. Again, that goes in how many times out of 10? This felt like a game where it was just like panic. Like you said, like they found him here, but then Allen read it too well. This was a great cut by Holiday. Man, this was the perfect storm of shooters getting way too open because the Celtics fell asleep, and then offensive panicking. I didn't love that. That was too in the face. But like,
where it was going from in here? Because that meant he'll miss.
I did too, but like, I don't know. I'd like him to catch this. Derek White to come up and get it. But 10 seconds left.
I felt like
they just waited too long to get into some of their things. But then you got to play. It's hard, man. NBA basketball is hard. This was sick.
This was a, oh my God, I can't believe he's not hurt moment. And then he comes down and gets the N1, makes the free throw. Like, just a really great play by Porzingis. Sucks that they couldn't get the stop.
Yeah, and that was it. And all of this stems from, I mean, I'll pull it up here. Like, also, like, look at these percentages in the fourth quarter. What the hell? there is Celtics offense is bad and the Cavs defense. There is Celtics offense is struggling and they're falling asleep on defense. And then when you pair that with the Celtics just can't find anything to go and the Cavs are unconscious, like I said, both things can be true. The Celtics can play bad defense and the Cavs can be absolutely like not missing. And that's exactly what happened to this game. Like, I think this is the play where somebody fell asleep. Luke Kornet's putting his hand in his mouth in this play. Celtics just fell asleep on too many threes, man. Like, at this point, you still have the game in hand. This is the one, I think. Maybe not. Never mind. He's in his face again. I don't remember. I think it was a George Niang three at the top of the key where somebody fell asleep. But
a lot of these were ridiculous.
They caught fire, man. Watching these back, this is more than I thought of, like, you know what I'm saying? More contested threes than I thought. This was falling asleep. That was one of the ball watching ones I remember. Tatum just not like he's not close enough to Niang because Niang rotated over. That was a bad one they could have avoided. This one wide too, open. Ball watching. Those two were that was the one I was thinking of, the ball watching. But like, I mean, those three we saw before this, there's a hand in the face. Ball watching, that was a bad one too.
Like the last couple that got them actually back in the game were pathetic.
The three were really ball watching, not okay.
Like when they were up big, they were trying.
Yeah. Man, they got called ball watching. It felt like they just panicked in this one, which, like you said, they won 11 in a row before this. So you can't be completely like complaining, but this is a problem. You can't lose like that. Again, contested. It's a tough one, man. And then they just didn't box out on Dean Wade in the last one. I don't know. There's only so much you can take away from it because it's March 6th, March 5th, I should say. It was so frustrating because they had the game and then, but I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we didn't talk about. Tatum, good than bad. Jaylen, I feel like Jaylen
game overall.
I agree, but you still maybe get him a shot in the fourth quarter, like maybe give him a chance.
No problem with trying it. It's just, from the jump, it was bad Jaylen game. I was like, damn, I wrote about these guys today, and they both kind of shit the bed. Like, really not a good look for me.
Yeah. Yeah, shame on you.
I was like, oh, like, you know, they figured it out. They're mature, and then they just did the same shit.
I know we talked about that maybe he was in too long, but Luke Kornet was actually like really good in this game.
He had really good moments in this game.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was great in the fourth. He did have some points.
It just wasn't the spot for him, though. That was tough to lose. It's one thing. It's one thing to lose.
They got us another, to scream at each other.
They did. Which it's okay. I just can't do it, man. I'm not built for it. It's one thing to lose. It's another to like throw up on yourself, and it's another to lose to fucking Dean Wade. Like that. Like really. That. Like he's just gonna make everything.
Feels like the conference finals again.
Literally. And I saw somebody on Twitter say it feels like every time the Celtics lose, something ridiculous has to happen. And like, I get it, but you still should have won this game. And like I said, multiple things can be true. This, as we just saw in the clips, right? They left them open for three threes, but the three threes before that, what the fuck do you want? Like, it is what it is. It sucks. We just got an email, which we'll read on the thing tomorrow, from Jacob Kochman that says "Ratless Dean Wade."
Yeah, very fair.
That's entertaining, but yeah.
The reason why the end of this is so upsetting to me is people will like pin it on that. And the real problem is they played like trash. Like I saw that multiple fucking guy, Celtics Riley, just fucking crying. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I know. Had to be like, no, like, because when you have that many followers, you have a responsibility to not represent the fan base in a bad way. Like, the call on Tatum getting fouled was awful. Objectively awful. You should never call that. We talked about this in Indiana.
I agree. It wasn't a foul.
Then you muck up the end of the game. But it doesn't matter because you shouldn't have got to that point, Celtics. So as somebody with a lot of followers, don't plant that seed that they got fucked. Like, no, they fucked themselves.
That's why I always try to contextualize things with like multiple things can be true. Like, yes, this can be bad, but like, yes, one thing can be bad, but that doesn't mean the Celtics also didn't play bad. Like, don't go on Twitter and say the reason the Celtics lost this game was the refs. That's just not true. They couldn't make shots in the clutch, even when they got good ones. The offense turned into too much iso ball, and the defense fell asleep on a million threes. That's why they lost the game. But also true can be the fact that, you know, refs messed things up at the end, or the Tatum shouldn't have been a fault call, and Porzingis would have made the tip. Like, multiple things can be true, but at the end of the day, like, the refs won't be a factor if the Celtics just continued to play the level of basketball they were playing for the first three quarters.
That's a fact. Fun fact, Zach Zarba also in Indiana that day.
In Indiana on the Jaylen Brown. Like,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Unless I got on Twitter, which I could have, but
no, maybe I believe you. I believe you. Yeah, I don't got anything else. You got anything else?
If you guys watch this one, you truly do support our channel and you got your money's worth.
I'm ready.
There's
gonna
be five people that watch this.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate it. Make sure to leave a like, subscribe to How About Them Celtics. We are here, rain or shine, win or loss, angry or happy. We'll be here no matter what. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll let Sam wrap it up.
11 for talking Z's. Thank you. You gotta
be the outro, buddy. I was like, you're the outro.
I was just like letting the talking seize.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be here at 11. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our live streams or daily uploads. The pods are coming at you Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Game recaps, the morning after games, talking seize Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live for now on all 3 days, always live Monday, Friday. And then half hour before every single game, we're here. 9:30 on Thursday we will be here, so it's a late one. Come and hang out. Do that. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple. Follow us there for the full pods and game recaps, audio only to your inbox. Don't want to miss any of it. We're putting out the content. We had a ton of people in the pregame stream today, and a lot of people saying nice things, so you want to get in on the fun. Follow us on all platforms. You can do that at How About Them C's for Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Facebook is just the name of the pod. Like Jack mentioned, you can email us, hbtcpod@gmail.com. Give us your thoughts on this game. I'm sure everybody's got some. And we'll read them on the pod recording tomorrow. Our streams are on Facebook. They're on YouTube. And they're on Twitter. Jack's Twitter is @JacksMoneyNBA. Mine is @SamLaFranceNBA. That's it for us. Bye.